For decades, researchers have protected rare plant species by preserving their habitats. But given climate change and limited water resources, some experts say protecting land is not enough. In Georgia, conservationists are trying something new. They're saving the seeds of endangered plants and learning about them in the lab with the hope of one day finding them new homes. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Grant Blankenship has the story.
The brambles are thigh high as researchers explore territory about 50 miles north of the Florida Panhandle.
We're going to walk into a forested wetland that has a lot of tupelo and red maple in it.
Lisa Genke is a plant ecologist here at the Jones Center at Itchaway. She leads this team through what once was a hunting preserve owned by the Woodruff family of Coca-Cola fame. Now it's owned by the charitable Woodruff Foundation. In this group are scientists from the Georgia Department of Natural Resources, the DNR, and private landowners. And they're looking for an endangered plant called the pondberry. It
starts here and goes to like the tall sweet gum over there. Mm-hmm.
So the rhizomes are this long.
We found the female plants. They might be clones of each other, really just one plant. That's because genetic reproduction requires male plants too, and male and female pondberry plants keep their distance. The males are somewhere on the other side of the wetland. That's why pondberry is one of 14 federally endangered plants in Georgia. Today's Nature Walk has an important goal: to collect seeds, stock away those seeds in seed banks, and hopefully one day in the future, put plants back on the landscape. Some call it rewilding. It's not new work, but there will be more projects like this through the help of a five-year, $780,000 federal grant. The aim today is to find this relative of sassafras. Pondberry grows to about 4 feet tall with fuzzy leaves, zigzag stems, and today, lots of tiny, unripe green fruit. There shouldn't be seeds to collect for months. But then DNR botanist Carly Stepp sees something really cool.
There's red fruit.
Already?
Yeah.
Okay. There's one red, ripe fruit. And that means there's a seed. And so a debate ensues. Collect the seed or not. Lisa Genke says this is the only spot on Itchaway they've seen pondberry.
Mm-hmm. So it would just take one tornado or one hurricane, and this population could be gone.
The debate is tabled to look for that stand of male plants across the water. That's where retired science teacher and timberland owner Heather Brazel whips out a tiny magnifying glass to study the details in a pondberry stem.
And those were looked a little bit more like your fruiting.
About 70% of Georgia woodland is privately owned. Much of that's monocropped in pine tree plantations. So Brazel says private landowners, even people with just a patch of garden, need to make space for rare plants.
So the idea is that little areas can collectively become significant in terms of conservation and habitat.
An important part of this project is determining the best place to plant the seeds the group will collect. But DNR's Lisa Cruz says that's a ways off.
We're not to the point where we have a notion of where that would be at this point. More now, it's more just protecting the genetic resources.
Back at the female pondberry.
Is it red enough?
They check that single red, ripe berry again. They need to decide whether to take it or leave it.
I think it's red enough, yeah.
Cruz delicately plucks the fruit, slips it in an envelope.
This is like the famous fruit right now.
And then someone asks, hey, is this the first seed of the project?
Yes.
One precious seed. Hopefully the first of many. For Here and Now, I'm Grant Blankenship. A lot more to-